One ring. The one ring that puts everyone in bondage. One ring to rule them all. One ring to find them. One ring to bring them all and in the darkness bind them. The above quote is from The Hobbit and the Lord of Rings books by J.R.R. Tolkien. In the books, there was a powerful ring which had a positive and negative side. The negative aspect of the One Ring was that it provided absolute power to the one who forged it. Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Lord John Dalberg, Acton. The reason the above saying plays out is that no person is good. And Jesus said unto him, "Why do you call me good? None is good save one, that is God." Luke 18:19. So when any man or group of men aspire to take total control, evil will follow. But God is good. He is love. He is the greatest giver. He does not allocate limited resources fairly. He is an infinite source by which he can meet everyone's needs and desires. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. Mark 11:24. And God is one Lord. And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Mark 12:29. "I and my Father are one." John 10:30. "That they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me." John 17:21. So, the concept of oneness and unity is found throughout the Bible. What about the negative side of this oneness with God? Isn't it binding and restricting? "If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." John 8:36. Amazing, isn't it? That we are simultaneously absorbed into God and yet totally free. It is mind-boggling. "To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Colossians 1:27. To enter into Christ is to be glorified. Now let's compare the oneness relationship with God to the one ring of power, socialism, which is modern-day ball. Socialism can only manage and serve out what is available. As incentives lessen under socialism, slowly but surely productivity falls, with the result that there is less and less to distribute equally. Those on top get what they want first, before all the dividing up occurs. But when the reality of the failure of socialism comes to light, it's too late. The one ring has total control and the people are doomed. Or they stage a bloody revolution to destroy the one ring. Who is the Dark Lord of The Hobbit and Star Wars? Satan. He's the master of the One Ring. He is the dark force behind the Antichrist. Satan is the designer and power behind socialism, Baal. But unlike the Dark Lord in The Hobbit and Star Wars, there's no real power in Satan. He is defeated. Christ Jesus has defeated him. His power, though, lies in his tongue to deceive and bind by drawing on the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life in human beings. We all serve something or someone. It may be ourselves, but that is deception. In so doing that, we are serving the Dark Lord. Submission to oneness, or the One Ring, is the choice before each individual as well as all humanity. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 21:14b.